What's up, guys? Get started today. Competition Wednesday. It's an important day for us. Love the opportunities that we get to go offense against defense. We had that a few times today where the first offense goes against the first defense, helps get ourselves ready, the skills that we want to work on. So it's a big part of the process that we go through and one we're off to a great start with. So open it up.
Coach, what would be some of the things on the defense that you have to prepare for Jameis Winston and Tampa Bay?
Well, really, it's the whole scheme. And I think, number one, the explosive plays that they're able to create both in the run game and the pass game. So those are, you know, number one. They have really unique receivers and style that they want to play with. So I think it's just the whole package, you know, in terms of what would they play. Down the field shots, the big plays, and those are the things that jump out to us the most. For us, eliminating the explosive plays, that's going to be a big factor.
Coach, how did you address the penalties? You all had 78 nullified yards, the season high there in the penalty department. How did you try to address that moving forward?
Well, the big thing is we have the officials that come to practice. And then as we go through the practice week, we highlight the ones that had a penalty. And oftentimes in a penalty, is there somebody that had a, you know, more than one or were more of a violator. So those are the ones that we try to address. And we do that Monday. And then as we get through this week, the officials will be at practice. And anyone that we see, that's how we just keep trying to get better. So for sure, every week it's an area of emphasis for us.
Coach, what's your assessment of their linebacking core and in particular Levante David?
Well, in particular with Levante, I think just it's the speed and the tackling, you know, that comes out. He jumps off the screen in terms of the speed and the effort that he plays with. And then Alexander, we knew the speed that he had inside. In fact, you know, extensive research for him going through the draft process. So a lot of respect in terms of the style and speed, number one, that they play with. But I thought really good tacklers. That's probably the thing that jumps out the most to me.
Dan, you mentioned their explosive plays. The report I saw this morning, Vincent Jackson probably won't play. How much does that change what they'll probably be trying to do, and specifically towards, you know, having more of those explosive plays?
Right, I can't comment about what it will change, you know, in terms of them, how they do it, but it's a lot of times it's the concepts, you know, and then players making plays to go up and get them. So he's a factor for sure. You know, Vince is as strong as you can get and goes up to challenge. It's the size of their receivers, the strength of their running backs. Those are some of the things that the explosive plays happen. Some of the ones have been created from missed tackles, you know, that a runner broke a tackle to get long runs. So a lot of respect for that. We know that's a big part of their offense.
When you look at Jameis Winston and how he's progressed each week, does anything jump out to you about him?
Sure. I think one of the things that jumps out, and it's with all good quarterbacks, the ability to keep plays alive. And was in the pocket, and the guy didn't get sacked. He could stay alive and then make a play on the run and create that way. So I think that's probably the one when the instincts take over. Okay, the play broke down. I'm still alive, and I can make plays as I'm going. That's probably, you know, one of the things for me that's jumped out. I'd say the second thing, it just looks like the game has slowed down, and that, you know, usually happens with, you know, quarterbacks. There's so much thrown at you early. Take a breath. Now I get to see it. And when it slows down, that's usually when everybody at all positions play at their best.
In that same vein, do you try to throw different things at the rookie quarterback because he hasn't seen as much around the league, maybe, you know, different blitzes and blitz packages, and try to disguise things?
I think you have to everybody to a certain extent. When you know where to go with it and you have that kind of, you know, ability, okay, I see this, I know exactly where to go, that mental quickness, it's always hard. Usually those come up, you know, on the third downs, you know, where those kind of drives can keep converting. So some of the plays are up every week for every offense, and it's the unique plays and the unique concepts that come up on both sides of the ball that can make a difference in the game for sure.
Coach, do you think the pressure of being a top 10 pick can sometimes get to a guy?
Well, I think you better make sure the guy's a real competitor, you know, when you're put into that spot, and I know for sure that he is. So I think it depends on the individual, and I think when you're into that spot and you select somebody there, you better make sure, can this guy handle all the demands and pressures that go along with that? You have to be really strong, you know, not just have the physical traits, but have the mental stuff too, and for sure he does.
And what about Vic?
Yeah, same as. And I think that's a big part of it when you're going through. There's such a, you know, a pressure on these guys to say, okay, you know, out in front and going for it. But that's, to me, the biggest thing. Do they have the mental, you know, toughness and capability to say, okay, there's lots of arrows at times being thrown, and both those guys for sure do.
Evan's another one of those guys, high draft pick, second year in the league. You see any particular adjustments made by him that allowing him to play the way he is right now?
Can you repeat who it was?
Mike Evans.
Okay, got it. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know the adjustments. You know, he's always had this length and strength and ability to, you know, go up and compete for the balls. So to me, I don't know if it's a difference. I think just the more time that you're in an offense and get familiarity, that's when you're at your best. And I think we're seeing that with Mike.
Is there any benefit, do you think, to your defensive players having player like Julio, who's big and physical, does that help them at all deal with somebody like Mike Evans?
It for sure does. And any chance you have to go against, you know, bigger receivers and you know, somebody unique like Julio at practice, it absolutely has. It's a factor. And knowing that you can, you know, play and guard and go for it against him, it's a real factor.
And how do you assess Matt Ryan's season on the whole so far?
Well, number one, I think terrific competitor and having a real knowledge of all the different things that we want to do. It's, you know, from the run game to putting us in the best plays. So I would say that that part I couldn't be more pleased with. We have great confidence for him to put the ball exactly where he wants. The thing that we're going to work like crazy to improve is our turnovers as an entire team. And I'd say that's probably the area of emphasis for us, you know, not just, you know, going into today, but overall throughout the year. We're really going to be at our best when we can be ball hawking on defense, taking the ball, and then offensively just making great decisions with it.
Some growing pains with, you know, being in a new offense. You know, you can look at the numbers and how they stack up to past years, but is that just part of being in a new offense?
I don't think so. And here's why. In this system, what we're going to do, it will be different. You know, the amount of carries that we have compared to, you know, another system, it's exactly the style that we want to play. You know, the run game and the keepers and the play action that go with it. He's, for sure, is adept at running it. And so, no, I wouldn't say there's anything. It's hard to compare an entire system to another system. I don't think that's a good assessment, in my opinion, to make. It's absolutely what he's doing, you know, in the system to how to play.
Dan, with the turnovers, is there a sense over the past couple weeks that maybe you—I don't want to say get conservative, but do you kind of limit your playbook to certain things? Do you have conversations about what plays are too risky to run, given the fact that the ball's been turned over a lot more than you want it to be?
We won't. We just want to continue to make great decisions when we're going out. I know, like one where it became a tip ball that happened, and one on a screen. So those are plays that we're going to continue to feature for sure. The forced fumbles, that part we can absolutely take care of, you know, where we lost one in the pocket and we lost one down the field with Tevin. So I don't think it's a factor of the style of plays that we're calling, and we'll continue to make great decisions all the way through the year, not, you know, just this week or moving forward or an evaluation of what the turnovers have been.
In certain spots with Kyle, do you tell him you want a certain – call a certain guy's number, or you want to run or you want to pass? Is that how the conversations go?
No, we have a lot of those conversations during the week. And so he keeps me in, you know, these are the ideas, these are how we want to attack. And that's kind of where we do a lot of our work. As it goes into the game day, you know, of course I'm listening as we're going through, but we talk more about game management at that point, how we want to feature a player a third down, or we use a timeout, or we go for it on fourth down. Those are the kind of, you know, the real conversations that come up for he and I, and the best way I can help support him.
Did Collins do enough to retain that nickelback spot?
Yes.
And Albert, what was the rationale behind moving him inside, and what did y'all like that might be a better fit for him against those inside people?
We wanted to feature some more man-to-man in certain contests, and we thought that Rob would be able to do that. So the fact that he's able to, we like him as a blitzer, as a tackler. So those were some of the factors that we had, you know, to go into it.
Ishmael has to kind of be ready. He got a little bit more action. What did you see from him, and how did he do last week?
You know what? When he came in, he did a good job and was on the details for it, just like you'd expect him to be. And we split some of the calls between Ishmael and Therese. So I think it'll be some combination of those two today in practice. We'll limit – it won't practice today. We'll be both William and Hankerson.
And the roster moves yesterday, bringing Goffey back, he's got – can play both spots, I guess, and then the practice squad guys.
Sure, and it's honestly still one of the hardest parts, you know, when you move on from guys. Some of these guys who mean so much to us, and we're trying to take them as far as they possibly can, and we have lots of regard for them. At every chance for us to compete, to add stuff to it, Charles is somebody that we have great regard for, strong safety, free safety, and then on the practice squad, just want to take another opportunity to get a look at two more guys.
There have been more than a few changes since last year. I'm curious, though, with guys in this building are familiar with Dirk Koetter. Is that, are you able to take and pick anything from the guys that are in your locker room to prepare for what he's going to do down there offensively?
Yeah, I think there's part of that could go on. But at the same time, it really comes down to us and how we play and how we execute. So I think just from my own personal philosophy, if you worry too much about the other things, you're going to get away from your style of how you want to play. And I couldn't be more committed to that today, every day, this week, next week. That's really what stands out to me. We're at our best when we take care of our own details.